Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Monday, March 4th.
Can't believe it's already March 4th.
We're into March. Did you figure out the rent thing yet?
I pay my rent.
I know.
Yeah.
You're just so worried about
it. I would tell you if I didn't pay it. Come on, I'd be so stressed right now.
Oh, you said you paid.
Yeah.
I thought you said I pay, which means like in general.
Oh, no, no,
like
no, I paid it.
Why are you asking me about it?
No, I paid it.
Okay.
I paid it this month.
Good for you.
And that's not because I got a job, because I was supposed to get paid on Friday by them.
Uh-huh.
And they said they forgot to run the new people's payroll. I'm like, okay, well, you guys need to have my fucking check on Monday.
Are they fucking serious?
I know. Isn't it ridiculous?
How do you send an employee home without their paycheck?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Especially when it's March 1st. Because I worked on Friday, March 1st. And we're all expecting to have like a little bit of extra cash because everything else went to rent.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Would this have been your first check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's every 2 weeks.
Right.
So it's 2 weeks worth of time.
And they make you wait.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Whatever.
Let's hope it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah, like, hopefully this won't happen again.
Forgot to do the new employees. Fuck them. What the fuck? The new employees are the most important. You don't want to, you know, disappoint them.
Yeah, like make them think that, like, is this some shit that happens on a regular basis?
Yeah.
So, everyone, I'm painting my nails in the studio as I talk to Sam.
That's okay. You can do double things here. You're a multitasker, right?
I didn't have time to get my nails done, but I can't go without my nails done. Because remember I told you when I went for my interview, she's like, get your nails done for work tomorrow. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm just, I never paint my nails because I'm horrible at it. But just until I have time to go get my nails done, this will have to do.
That's fine. You can multitask all you want.
Thank you.
As long as you do a good job on your nails, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you do. So you're ready for work? You're going to go to work right after this or something?
I'm going to run home, throw some food down my throat. Then go straight to work.
But you're already ready.
Yeah.
You look ravishing today.
Thank you.
Because you don't have your curls and everything. Today you're like, you finished your prep before you left home.
Yeah, I had a flesh blow dry yesterday.
What?
What did I say? I said flesh, right? I meant fresh blow dry yesterday.
Oh, fresh blow dry.
Yeah, my friend came over and blow dried my hair.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, I don't have to curl my hair for 10 hours and leave it pinned.
Nice.
I only do that when my hair is dirty.
Yeah? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wash my hair every day, don't you?
No.
Is that bad for, it's bad for long hair, right?
I think it's bad for women in general.
Really?
Yeah. Especially black women because we have curly hair.
Right.
Yeah. But I know that white girls can, my mom washes her hair like every 4 days.
Wow.
She's white and she doesn't have any curls
right,
at all.
But doesn't the hair get like smelly from being outside?
It gets greasy and dirty, but it doesn't smell, no. It doesn't have like an odor to it. It
really?
Just looks like it's fucking filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about odors,
God.
It'll make me jump into this thing. I was going to bring it up later, but you know the keto diet?
Keto, yeah.
Keto, is that what they call it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apparently, there's a side effect called keto crotch.
Ew.
And
disgusting.
It's a stinky side effect that says that apparently it's
for women or
bad.
Men?
For both.
Ew.
And it smells bad, but they're saying like for women, it's like having vaginal thing.
Ew.
You know? It changes the vaginal pH, which alters the vaginal odor, and it may not smell like roses.
No, it doesn't sound, if they're making an article about it.
Yeah, you know.
But that means enough people have complained about the odor that they had to make a statement about it.
Probably, yeah. They're saying there's also keto breath, you know.
Ew.
Which is, yeah, like. And,
that's disgusting.
Which some people describe as overripe to rotten fruity.
Ew.
Or metallic. Like fingernail polish remover, somebody said.
Oh, God.
Well,
can you imagine talking to someone who smells like fingernail? I'm like smelling this right now, and I'm like, imagine someone's breath smelling like this. That'd be horrible.
It would be, yeah. So, exciting show today, folks. We're also going to have a call-in.
We are.
But a very good friend of mine who used to, he started the show on day one here on the station. He lives in Cleveland. So his name is Greg Rempe. You'll get to meet him. He started a show called the Barbecue Central.
Is he a barbecuist?
Oh, well, obviously. But no, but you have to understand, 11 years ago, before internet radio and everything, when we just started, everybody would always go, a barbecue show, and would laugh. And,
well, yeah, because it's like, what do you possibly talk about?
Right. But... He then, you know, did a great job, went on his own, developed his own show and audience, and mm-hmm. he's doing great, and he's still doing it 11 years later. So you'd be surprised, I guess, at how much just to talk about barbecue, but we're not going to talk so much about that.
I was
just
like,
about,
I really don't feel like talking about
no,
that
No,
today.
We're not going to talk about barbecue.
Although but I love barbecue from time to time.
Greg is the funnest person ever. He used to be like the one doing all our announcements and bumpers and intros for all our shows, you know. He's got a great voice. And you'll see, he's got the best sense of humor ever.
So he's obviously not doing that much barbecuing in Cleveland now.
He is. Why?
Because it's freezing,
of the weather?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll ask him. But no, but we're definitely not going to talk about barbecue. We'll just promote his stuff real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe I will ask him a question or two. I just bought a brand new grill, man.
Oh, yeah. How did your party go?
My party went awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. I invited,
did your daughter come? No.
She did not show up. Mm. And then this morning I get a text from her saying, how was it? Sorry, I didn't come, but it rained and I couldn't ride my bike. She only has a motorcycle now.
Oh, but yeah. You could have picked her up.
She didn't ask.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But, and
funny.
Plus it wasn't raining. Whoops.
Why did that come off my head? That
dropped never... the headphones.
Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe you didn't have it on tight enough or something. Yeah, you're doing it with one hand. It's not going to work. You know what? You don't need the headphones if you don't want to. You know that.
No, I like it.
I know, because then you can hear yourself.
Yeah, I can hear myself.
Right.
I feel like I can hear you better, too, when I have them on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we all sound like in one place.
Yeah.
No, I love the headphones.
Yeah, I can't imagine not having them on.
Cool.
It'd be weird.
Cool. You see, because you're a radio person.
Yeah.
Some people come in here, oh, I don't like the headphones because of their hair or something. You know, it's yeah. like, come on, man.
You're at the radio station.
Yeah, you know.
Like, let's get it together.
Yeah. So we started talking. Okay, so the party, my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so she never showed up. So she wrote, sorry, I didn't come. I said, okay, no big deal. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
I didn't expect her to come. In fact, nobody did.
What do you mean nobody did?
We didn't expect her to because I knew she wouldn't come.
But some people came, like 20 people came.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay,
all the people
okay.
came. I just meant her.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knew that she was coming. I didn't say, well, maybe my daughter's coming.
Right, right, right.
You know, so that's the situation there. But we did have 20 people, my family,
mm-hmm.
My kind of extended family, mostly immediate family. And it was awesome.
What can I tell you?
It for the first time, I got to actually host on my own.
Was the dog barking?
No. No dog. Maybe it was too cold. He stayed inside.
Actually,
the dog has not been a problem. I mean, the day I complained, it was just that morning.
Yeah.
He started barking all the time. But
see, I told you, maybe you're just tuning it out
norm.
Now.
No, but it's not the norm. I notice it.
Right.
The norm is quiet.
Did
so
you guys, how long did everybody stay for?
Like 4 hours, 5 hours, you know.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, I know. And there was such an abundance of food because I went all out.
Yeah.
Bought so much food that there was a lot left now and I'm left with all this food at home.
Bring it here. I bet everyone will fucking eat it.
Yeah, that's
bring
true.
Bring it on like a busy day where you know like people are going to be, because you got like dips and stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Bring it in here, leave it in the front. People will eat that shit for sure.
But I got to do it quickly.
Isn't Tuesdays busy here?
There's like hummus and, you know, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah. People will definitely eat that here.
Yeah, pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bread. I mean, yeah. So, but I'm telling you that the best thing about it was that I got to host. I got to show off my place. I got to show off my ability to entertain people. And it happened. Everybody had a blast.
Yeah.
We sat inside, outside, watched the kids watched the 75-inch TV with Incredibles 2 on it. Aww. So everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
cute.
Yeah,
and that's it. Then I found a few minutes. I snuck out, smoked my joint, and came back. And everything was dandy. I started using my fireplace, and I'm happy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'm hoping a lot of people will come over. Yeah. My home is open.
Well, not like
not to everybody. To people that are nice, yeah. If there are any left out there, you know. But I got to tell you, you know, I mean, last night we went to this thing where this woman gave a little lecture, right? Or not even a lecture, it's almost like a workshop type of thing.
When you say we, who are you talking about?
Okay, me and a couple friends.
Okay.
All right. So we went there. And so they were talking about dreams and the meaning of dreams. Like, this is like kind of like mystical Kabbalah shit.
Right.
So, but I promised her that I would go to that woman that held it.
Right.
So I went. And so the people there are like pretty, not very sharp. You know,
like they're dumb? Not.
Yeah, I mean, many of them, the questions you asked, you know, it was mostly like women are in their 50s. And I don't know how it happened to be a collection of, like, the people that came with me said, "What, you know, why are we here, you know?" And I said, well, I didn't know what kind of people would be here.
I hate that if I brought people to a place and they were like, "Why the fuck are we here?"
No, they didn't really say that. I just saw it on their faces. No, but they knew because... I told them, you know, I'm doing a favor for her because I promised her. And everybody expressed the will to go.
Right.
Just they kind of changed their mind.
Well, yeah, once they get there and they realize what it's all about.
Yeah,
like,
you know, it was like, and me too. I'm like, why am I sitting here listening to this bullshit, you know? Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, sometimes the concepts in some religions are really mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can't believe the shit that people... believe, my
right.
God. So
I think it's cool that everyone has like different beliefs, but like some people's beliefs are really weird to me, like the suicide bombing and shit. Like that really, like it's like what is the purpose of that? There really is none.
Well, I'll tell you, because they tell them stories. That's what I'm saying. It's not nobody goes and blows themselves up unless they really felt strongly about it.
No, I know.
And what
but
they
I'm
feel
saying,
is it's like they're martyrs. You
yeah,
know?
But I'm saying. For me, to have that be a teaching and a lesson is weird to me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. But that's I don't want to get into Islam now, especially since I'm reading a lot about it now, again. And I'm realizing how, you know, how bad off we are. I mean, but... So the reason I brought up last night, though, is because she, you know, they were talking about something and they said, yeah, there's not many good people in the world anymore, or like there's a lot of evil people. I said, it's always been like this. It's not like it's new.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm like, these people are pessimists. And I try to be optimistic in the way that not that I feel that everybody's good, but I feel the world is not any worse off than it's always been.
Yeah, I feel like there's always been good people, bad people, and in between.
Exactly. You know, there's nothing new there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new under the sun, like they say. But, I just don't, you know. But religion, yeah. I mean, the more I'm like reading into it, the more I'm realizing, you know what, they're all the same in that each religion feels their truth is the only truth.
Right.
And the real truth.
Right.
The ultimate truth.
Right.
But who's right here? You know? Everybody's fucking wrong. Mm-hmm. Religion is man-made. People don't understand. We're not denying there's God up there at all. I mean, there's definitely a force that started and maybe overseas. I don't think God intervenes in people's lives. I really don't.
I do.
I know. Most people do.
Uh-huh.
But I don't. I think it was sort of like a. Did you ever know the game SimCity or The Sims?
Yeah, where you can like create your own life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how the world was created. In other words, God put the seeds here,
mm-hmm.
And everything started developing on its own, you know, just like in the game.
I don't think
so. It's like people start growing and, you know.
I mean, I feel like some people believe that with you, but I just don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure
many
some
people don't agree with me.
Yeah.
But I think when you pray and all this stuff, it makes you closer to more than just the physical world, you know?
Yeah, spiritually.
But it's not necessarily the truth. But if you believe in it, I think that's good enough.
Mm.
You know, who cares? What have you got to lose by believing there's a God that intervenes, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing. Really. Because ultimately, if there is, then you're right all along.
Mm-hmm.
And if there isn't, no big deal. We're like, there's nothing after you die. So.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Who would want to think that?
I know. That's why people created religion.
Mm.
I'm telling you. Not God. People didn't create God, but they created how we treat God.
Right.
And, you know, how we worship that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. So how was your weekend? Did you work?
I worked Friday night. Mm-hmm. And it was really busy, and I left at 9:30. I was like, see ya. Bye-bye.
In the middle of everything, you left?
Yeah, so my shift is 1 to 9:30. Like, today it's 1 to 9:30. But I have to go there early because I want my paycheck.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't blame you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm going to go there early so I have enough time to get my paycheck and walk to the bank and then come back before my shift starts at 1.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm getting the 1 to 9:30 shift. I've only worked one night shift, and it was last Monday. Mm-hmm. And Mondays are like the slowest day of the week, so I know work is probably going to be slow tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But Leonardo DiCaprio was there last Monday. I missed him, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately so. But I worked on Friday night, and then my friend from Boston came over who was staying in the city. And we we got like DiGiorno pizza and smoked some weed and watched a movie, and we both passed out. And then in the morning, we got breakfast together, and it was raining.
Is that a male or female?
Female.
Female.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have dudes stay at my crib like that unless I'm, ever, really.
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I got breakfast with her, and then I filmed a YouTube kind of vlog video that somebody has paid me for. It's basically how I paid my rent this month.
Wow.
But my friend, who's a hairstylist, when the blow dries my hair, had to come over and sew clip-ons my extensions. And we filmed a vlog, and I cooked for him. He came over Saturday and Sunday because it took 2 days to do the hair. So I did that. And then other than that, I just chilled, relaxed. And now I'm back to Monday and back to work.
Yeah.
So I work Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Why don't you adopt a different hairstyle so you don't have to spend 2 days doing your hair?
No, it was for the video. So they sent bundles of hair with no clips on them because they wanted to show how you make clip-in extensions.
Oh, so it takes a while.
Yeah. I usually just, when companies send me hair, it's usually with the clips already on.
Okay, so that takes
time. Actually making it yourself was a 2-day process, but we did straight hair and we did curly. So Saturday we did the straight and Sunday we did the curly.
Mm.
Yeah,
it sounds good. So what was the vlog about?
Basically, let's do it yourself, but with obviously my own spin on it. Because I wasn't doing the hair, it was my friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I watched him do
it. So do it yourself hair?
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
how to make your own clip-in extensions.
Okay, cool.
You know, those are
and
popular.
And did it hit with viewers?
I haven't even uploaded it today. I sent it over this morning for approval. They said it was good to go, so I'm going to upload it right before I go to work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I know. So we're waiting for Greg to call in. I told him to call in about 10 minutes, so that's fine, Greg. He's probably listening anyway. But the funny thing is, when we started the station, we weren't that many shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 of them were daily. So there was a lot of action going on, really, with only a few shows. So we would all listen to each other when we were at home or whatever while we were home. And the other one was doing a show.
Right.
So we'd call in to the shows and have a blast and stuff. And it was the funniest time ever. I mean, starting it out was really a great time for me.
Right. And that was what, almost 11 years ago?
More than 11 years now. It was 11 years in February.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
And you didn't even have a party.
I know. We didn't even celebrate. I kept putting it off.
You didn't do a Christmas party. You didn't do a 10-year party.
Well, I'm doing an 11-year party.
Are you?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's the next thing in line.
No.
I just had my home party, And now we'll do a work
one. An office okay. party.
What are we, like March 4th today?
Today is March 4th.
March 4th, okay. Yeah. We'll do it in March. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, hold me to it.
I will.
I promise you.
I tried to hold you to the Christmas party, but you just, that didn't work out for any of us.
Yeah. Well, I was going to move, you know. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's crazy how things work, huh? Aren't you glad you didn't? Because now you got like your house, you can have your family over. You wouldn't be able to do that if you were on a lake by yourself.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
So everything happens for a reason.
I know, it does. And that's why I took it in stride when it happened. And I didn't really want to get all upset about it, you know, when I realized I wasn't moving to Oregon.
Right.
But at the same time, yeah, I try to make the best of it. And you're right. I am happy that I stayed here.
Exactly.
Because I love my family, you know?
Yeah.
And there's nothing like family.
Nothing.
You know? Everybody else can claim to be your friend, can this, this. I mean, I'm not saying some family are even shit to you.
Right.
But for the most part, if you have a loving family, you can count on them.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? Friends come and go. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, unless you have a true, true friend.
Right.
Know?
And like, even at that, like, look at the whole Tristan Thompson, Kylie Jenner, Jordan Woods, Khloe Kardashian scandal. They all grew up together.
Yeah.
And then one of them hooked up with her baby daddy. It's like, you know, you literally around these people your whole lives telling your secrets, and they're the first people. They say, they always say it's the closest people to you, which scares me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll keep it.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, yeah. So, they're talking about pot and teens. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, it's nothing new, but they're saying there's an alarming rise in teenage marijuana use. So, it's always about the kids.
I feel like
kids.
People have always smoked weed.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but they're saying it seems like when we make it legal for adults, then there's a common misconception that marijuana is safer than alcohol and other drugs for teens. You know, so, but the thing is this, look, first of all, look, 33 states have already legalized medical marijuana. You're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't make it go back now. It's a trend.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Another thing is this country was always about marijuana. I don't care what anybody
says. I'd rather
says.
My kids smoke weed than be out there doing shit like cocaine or fucking acid.
Right. Or even alcohol. I'd rather my kids did weed than alcohol. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
think. It's
less
risky. So, but she says it's a misconception that it's safer. I'm saying that's bullshit because what I'm saying is marijuana is not safe. But it is safer than alcohol and other drugs. I agree that marijuana does damage. I mean, I look at my memory. I mean, it's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's from...
It's supposed to help with memory, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah, if you look at one of the things, it's supposed to help with memory, which is
no,
funny.
No, no, I don't... listen, the funny thing about it is people know with marijuana, you forget what you just wanted to say, you know? It happens, at least short term.
Right.
But then I think when you keep on using it, then you get long term because sometimes people tell me things I'm like, I don't fucking remember, man.
Yeah.
Right? You do that. Sometimes you tell me things I'm like, what?
Yeah, and this weekend I repeated like the same stories over and over again. I'm like, am I getting dementia at 30? Because like I don't remember saying the story already.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. And I smoked weed for the first time this weekend in months, basically since I stopped talking
so
to
you
that
got
guy.
Really high.
I got super high, but I didn't enjoy it. It was the first time I smoked weed in a long time where I was like,
So you smoked too much. How much did you smoke?
I shared like a joint.
Wow.
With the chick I was with.
Listen, half a joint for you is a lot. You don't smoke all the time.
I went to Trader Joe's and I was like, I have to get out of here. Oh, I was like melting down.
Yeah, you smoke too much. You see, that's like drinking too much. You can't just smoke as much as you want and expect it to be.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, think if you haven't drank in like that long and then you picked up a drink, you'd be really fucking buzzed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, think about that, you know. I hate when people tell me, oh, you know, I got too high, I got paranoid, I get this. I'm like, yeah, well, how much did you smoke? Oh, about a joint. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? You got to take one hit.
Yeah, because when you're smoking, you don't feel high, though. And then it hits you all of a sudden, and it's like, oh,
well, it depends on the weed, but it also depends on how you smoke it. And the first time.
If you cough, you get higher. Like, yeah. If you choke on it, right. It's like you're instantly high
because
after.
It makes your, it shortens the supply of oxygen to your brain. Uh-huh. That's why. Uh-huh. It's not from the weed so much when you cough.
I know.
Because you're fucking breathing.
I know.
Fuck, I feel that sometimes. So what I'm saying is, and your lungs too, there's no doubt about it. No doubt that marijuana causes, problems with your health. Thank God, so far I've not had any problems with my health. So my body's holding up to both the cigarettes and the weed. You know, I'm not proud about it. But listen, you know, when you look around, in certain circles, I might be like a pariah. You know, like somebody who's like on the outside, kind of smoking where most people don't smoke.
Right.
Right? But the bottom line is when I'm in other crowds, like with Israelis, everybody fucking smokes.
Right.
So then you realize, you know, I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. Not the only one.
And who cares what other people think?
Yeah. And so I think it's down to 15% of the population, but that's still, you know, several million people that still smoke.
I mean, that's better than 50 because way more people used to smoke.
Yeah.
Way more.
Well, it was
people.
Never 50. I think the highest was like 27, 30 or something.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Maybe at one point was even... No, that's too much.
50%? 50. I feel like that seems about right.
I don't know.
Like back in like the 70s, 80s, beginning of 80s.
Right.
Because even like in movies, they would put like all the main characters smoking cigarettes outside. They're like nice Jeeps. Like think of Grease Lightning. Like everyone smoked, so everybody thought it was cool.
Right, right.
It was like almost marketing for these companies.
I know, but... Yeah, even in movies. I mean, if you look at, like, The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I remember noticing that. The doctor comes out of the
I've never seen the original
room.
One.
Okay, well, let me just tell you. The doctor comes out of the emergency room to talk to the mother, and he lights up a cigarette right in the hospital inside.
Yeah. They don't care. You used to be able to smoke on planes.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That's
to me.
True. I did.
That is wild to me. Like, what?
I know. It's like what? The smoke stops in the middle of the plane?
Right.
All right. Here comes Greg. So I'm going to bring him on. Greg Rempe, good morning to you, or good afternoon to you on the East Coast, Midwest, whatever the fuck. How you doing, Greg?
Great, Sam. How are you? Great to hear your voice. You sound Jewy as always.
Thank you. He knows I'm Jewy.
Oh, my God.
No, Greg, first of all, meet Danny.
Hi.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm well. Yourself?
I'm always good.
You guys, you're on the radio. What do you mean, how you doing? You're on the radio. Hi, Greg. Tell us about you.
What do you mean? Hi, Greg. What's up? That's
what I
just said.
I know, but that's what you do on the phone.
On the phone.
No, you're on the radio show. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know.
Greg, welcome to the show, man. I'm looking at your picture here on our Skype, and I'm going, I miss this guy.
Oh, you guys
man.
Are on Skype?
No, he's on the phone, but there's a picture of him on here for some reason. I don't know. But, Greg, how are you, man?
Man, it is a whirlwind of barbecue and grilling activity and growth. And, man, it's just been a great, I guess, 11 years now from a live perspective. And
yeah.
You're the guy that started it all.
I did, but it was your idea. It was your show. And I was just telling Danny and the listeners how people in the beginning would just laugh. They would go, what do you mean a barbecue show? And the thing is,
it
survived.
Well, I mean, it started with you, Sam. Let's be honest. I reached out after I saw an ad that you were running on Where Craigslist.
Right.
It said, looking for talent. I'm starting this internet station. And I was at the point in my podcast career where there were, believe it or not, a bunch of other barbecue podcasts that were coming out. And to set my show apart, I said, well, fuck it. Let's do it live. Right. And I found your ad, I contacted you, and your first email back was like, hey, can you really do a show about barbecue for 50 minutes? And, well, the good news is I've been doing a podcast for the past 2 years, so I think I can do this.
Yeah.
That's so wow. Funny. That would be my exact question, too.
So, Greg, you had been doing that before we met.
Yeah, 2 years just as a straight or traditional podcast, and then...
But that's amazing.
I always had a fancy to do something live. I just had no idea how to actually make it happen. And we were like technology pioneers ourselves, Sam.
Yes, absolutely.
How you were going to connect to me in Cleveland and then redirect your stuff over your own audio servers, and we did it.
Right. And it sounded great. But the thing is, you stood out because you presented everything in a professional way. I mean, you know, Danny, he was sitting there and he would sound just like a very polished radio show.
Yeah.
And this was remote, not even from here. He's in Cleveland.
Mm.
So this was amazing, you know. And Greg, the thing is this, is that obviously you've had the most longevity, you and Dr. Michelle, who's still with us too. And both of you guys started from day one, and you're the only ones left from then. And I'm really, really touched by that because I think you found your niche, which is so important because people in the beginning did not realize this. People think if you have a show that appeals to everybody, you're going to be very popular.
Right.
But that's not the point because you need to zero in on a certain audience and they'll follow you like crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
It's true. That's why people pick certain things to
talk about. So Greg has become, I would imagine now, an authority in the business, right, Greg?
Yeah, and I think it's worthwhile to point out, because I hear the doubt in Danny's voice, is so my show is not akin to
it's
what
not
you
doubt.
Would find
She's
on,
just wait, wait.
Food Network,
wait,
or anything like that. I'm just for simple terms. I'm the ESPN of the live fire industry. So I've had that. I can cook really well, but
yes.
I'm not teaching you how to do a steak or here's my new recipe of the week.
Okay.
I'm interviewing those people. I'm interviewing cookbook authors. I'm interviewing people that make barbecue grills and pits and accessories. And it's a whole high level of the industry each week.
Yeah.
And it's in a repeatable format. So I have some regular guests that appear once a month. And then I have some semi guests that appear once a quarter. And then I'm filling in all the other stuff with topical stuff that's happened over the course of the week. So that's the concept of the show. And you're right, Sam. The internet is built on niches, and you have no idea what's going to find your niche. But as long as you put the time and the effort into developing it and getting it out there and being somewhat of a marketer to some degree, then you can experience whatever level of success that you're looking for.
Right. So, and you're exactly what they're calling an influencer today, because you've been around, and you've been around for a long time. You've been putting people together in the industry, people that are fans and, you know, behind the scenes and business people and so forth. And you become, indeed, the central place, i.e. Barbecue Central. That's the name of the show.
Mm.
But I wanted to tell you about Danny. It's not that she was skeptical. She's distracted. She's doing her nails now.
Oh, she saw the picture of me, right?
No.
I actually don't know what you look like.
It's better that way. Just think I'm hot, and it's better that way.
Well, you should always think that you're hot. It should just be like a level of confidence, you know? Everyone should think that they're hot.
That's what I said. Always think that I'm hot.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not even the, you know what? It's not so much the looks, although Greg is very handsome, I think. But you've been with the same woman since you got married, right?
Well, I mean, I would hope so.
Well, I mean, that's how it works, right?
Well, you hope that it does. I have not experienced that. I'm divorced twice, so, you know, I don't know what to say.
Mm.
Yeah, but, it'll be 21. Let's see, we're going into what year? 22 years in October this year. So,
congratulations.
And then a couple years before that. So, yeah, it's. You know, it's a stable foundation, that a partnership where I say yes and she says just do this, and so, you know, everybody's happy.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Greg, have you come up with any new voices lately? Some imitations, impersonations. He used to do some, but they
made.
Man,
I'm so pissed because that used to. You know what happened, Sam?
Yeah.
Because I got a job, and that really stymied my ability to just sit around and be creative.
Right.
So,
I know,
you know, while I've been
was.
Very successful professionally, my ability to try and mimic top voices that are out there today has been sorely diminished.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That sucks.
Yeah. But you know what? Let me do this real quick while we're talking. I'm going to bring up our website, and I want to find some of my early shows where Greg did the intros and some of the I don't know if I can find immediately that part, but okay, let's just say, rather than just start to look for it here, Greg used to do like voices. He would do all kinds of things. And I think at that time I had the co-host that was, I think after you,
there was Manu first.
Okay, right? Forget Manu. She was like not a good vibe here at all. But Susie.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. No,
then
but
there
Susie
was,
came
there
next.
Was Sherry.
Well, there were a lot.
I did all the song parodies about coming on her face because she said she liked that.
That's true.
Oh, my God. Is she a porn star?
Yeah, no. She brought it on herself.
She wasn't?
Not at all. She was just very honest.
Oh, man.
So she would say, you know, I like when a guy comes on my face.
Like randomly in the middle of a conversation?
Well, we had a conversation about something. You know, I mean, it was just one example. But wait a minute. It was Susie. It was even different. She came back from... She came back from, was it Utah or Arizona, and she went dancing or something, and she told the story of this guy was, he stuck his finger up her ass while they were dancing.
Well, she had a skirt on?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, right?
Oh my God, that dude would be dead, like on the floor. Status.
I know, but...
Oh my God.
Hey, it was a long time ago. It was okay
exactly.
back then.
No, it was never okay.
But she was okay with it. That's never. What I'm saying. I mean, she was wild.
Yeah.
She was
wild.
Like she liked it?
I guess. I don't know. It was something.
Let me ask you a question. What is Susie doing now with her life?
Well, Susie is married with two kids living in Australia, totally in love with her husband, so relax. She changed her life completely, but at 24...
She now takes two fingers up her ass. Yeah.
At 24, she was pretty carefree.
Yeah.
She had a sugar daddy that was like, what, 70 or something? Remember that?
Yeah,
Greg?
He was old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back home in Massachusetts.
Oh, she's from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so... yeah, but at any rate, there's been a few, but I think as far as being like open, I think Danny and Susie are pretty close, you know.
Yeah.
But Danny's not what's the word I'm looking for? You know,
I have
like,
no clue.
The you don't say like bad. You don't really get into bad details about sex and shit like that.
I mean, I'm open about it. I'm also like a tough ass bitch. Like nobody's ever sticking their finger up my ass in the club ever.
Right, but you wouldn't get into details about like coming on your face and stuff like that, right? Or would you say that?
Like
on
it
the
wouldn't
radio?
Probably just work its way into conversation.
Yeah,
about
probably
how
wouldn't
about sex.
Yeah.
And then the next line is, "I like to take hot loads on my face."
Yeah, no, I'm gonna have to say no to that.
Greg has to throw these words in, man. He misses it. I know, that's funny. Man.
Yeah, probably not ever gonna be brought up in conversation. No.
But it was the greatest because that spawned like four or five come on your face songs that I just did like in my little studio. I still have them. I should send them to you so you can play them for Danny tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
They're some of my best works.
Yeah, he spliced things together that she said and that I said and did sort of like a little clip of it. You know, it's so funny.
Right, right.
So if you still have them, Greg, send them down. I'd like to hear to some of that.
Yeah.
Get some, you know, a little nostalgic about it. What the hell?
Yeah.
You know,
it was
awesome.
A good old day.
Yeah. All right, Greg, well, tell people how they can follow you, listen to you, and... I mean, I told you, I just got my first really awesome grill. I went ahead and went all out and got a really nice Weber.
That's inside or outside?
Outside. Mm. I posted it on Greg's page. He says, guess what? I just got the same thing. And that's Greg. He's an authority on this stuff.
Right.
So I guess I made the right decision.
You probably paid for your grill, Sam. Weber just sent me mine.
Wow.
Oh, okay, big shot.
Yeah, exactly. That's drop right. names.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be right there at home with the other seven cookers that I have on my back patio.
Yeah, I know. That's what your wife posted. She's like, we already have eight of those.
We don't need any more. Thank you.
Yeah, some of them are going to have to find new homes.
Yeah, right?
Put them on Craigslist or Let Go or one of those websites that they have now.
Yeah, I think some of them are going to get donated to local fire departments, and the other ones are going to hit Craigslist to see what they might bring on the open.
Yeah,
market.
Fire department's a cool idea.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So if you want to, if you're interested, find me live Tuesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You can hit my website for the easiest ways to listen to that or watch it, thebbqcentralshow.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BBQ Central Show. Facebook is the same /BBQ Central Show. And Facebook and YouTube stream the show live video, but you can always subscribe to the show, which is the easiest way to get the show and consume it on iTunes or any other podcast platform.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you're on Facebook Live. And it's awesome to to see how great you're producing this. I mean, Greg, come on. You know, you've always been the professional, both in audio, and now you got a video component to your show. And you're doing great.
Yeah,
I'm really, really proud of you, man. I mean, you've created your own thing. You don't owe credit to anybody. You know, you're saying, listen, I believed in this. I started this. This is what I love. It's my passion. And you've become, again, like I said, an authority on this.
Well, I do owe it to myself to thank me for the drive and the motivation, but I do have to thank you for being a partner and really taking it from where we started and growing it to what the BBQ Central Show is now, which is the, you know, premier authority of live fire cooking. And, you know, anybody, it sounds weird to say because most people don't have any idea what the fuck I'm talking about, but if you're anybody that is anybody in the industry, you've been on my show or you're trying to get on the show. And
yeah, that's funny. But no, I definitely, before you go, Greg, I had to ask you one thing.
Wait, I have to interject really quick. Yeah. I don't know if you just saw me on my phone with my mouth open.
No.
You know Luke Perry from 90210, correct? You know, he had a stroke last week. He just passed away, right?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm
Luke
devastated.
Luke Perry just passed away.
Yeah. He's only 52.
Wow.
I'm like devastated. He was on Riverdale. Yeah. His career was coming back. Wow. I'm just like shook. I can't believe I just read
People
that.
People die.
Wow. I mean, we could have saved that until after I was off, but that's all right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What the hell?
I'm like a huge fan of him, so I'm a little devastated
by it. At
least
we'll mark the show. You know, we can always say in a few years, you know what? We were on the phone together on the day that Luke Perry died, you know?
I don't think that's a... the pivotal point we're probably going to remember.
No, but Greg and me.
Maybe. I'm going to remember. I'm going to make a song about it.
Oh, man.
But listen, Greg, I wanted to ask you one thing because we're talking about barbecue. I just got a new grill. My biggest enigma right now is how do I make a good steak? I mean, I think I already agreed or concluded that ribeye is probably the best steak to go, right?
Oh, there's no question in my mind. I mean, personal preference dominates what's right for you, but for my money, if I'm going anywhere to spend money on a steak, it's going to be a ribeye.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
It's ribeye's got the most best flavor. Ever. It has, like, the fat. I love the fat on it. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, well marbled. Now, so here's what you want to take into account. First things first, if you have extra money and you're looking to really dummy down and dummy-proof and foolproof the whole steak cooking thing, go and search sous vide, S-O-U-S, new word, V-I-D-E.
Uh-huh.
It's a little implement that you can hang on the side of some type of a water-holding vessel.
Right.
And then you would just put your steak into this vacuum pack, toss it into the water. You set it at like 128 degrees. Well, what do you like your steak at? Like medium rare, guy, Sam? Are you more medium or what?
Medium. Yeah, around medium. Yeah.
Medium. All right. So you would just set that sous vide machine to like 132 degrees, and it'll just, after an hour, it'll be right at that temperature, and it will never overcook. You can leave it in there for 10 days. It's never going to get anywhere past whatever the temperature you set it at. Then you take it out of the bag, you pat it dry, because it'll have started to juice a little bit.
Right.
And then you take that brand new Weber grill, you get it as hot as it can go, and then for about a minute each side, you lay a quick sear on it, because it's going to come out of that sous vide bag looking really kind of gross. Right. Gray,
I can imagine. Yeah.
You add that color at the end on your grill, very hot, for like a minute or so each side. And then when you cut into it, you're going to have that nice brown outside. And then the color on the inside is going to be from top to bottom. Now, if you don't want to deal with the sous vide, I would say get your grill fired up to like medium high heat. So maybe in that 450 to 500 degree range. And get your steak cut about an inch and a half, an inch and a quarter thick. Don't deal grill. And then every minute or so, turn it. There's a big misconception that you should only turn your steak once and all this other bullshit. Don't believe that. Or that you have to have the grill as hot as it can go. I mean, you can run it a little bit hotter, but the key really is to turn it every minute or so, because that prevents the meat from gaining heat momentum. And then that's where you will get those weird color lines. So when you cut it, you see like gray and then a little lighter gray. You might only have a thin strip of what you actually want to see in the middle.
Yeah.
You want that beef to be one color from top to bottom. So if you're flipping it every minute or so, you're keeping that momentum from building up. And then I'm sure you have a nice instant read meat thermometer. And if you don't, you should get one. Because proper temperature is key to success. Take it to like 130 degrees, let it rest for 5 minutes, and away you go.
Wow. So, that, you know, let me ask you quickly, because we're running out of time, but also my nephew has just become like a sous chef, you know, which is a pretty big deal for a 20-year-old. But at any rate, so I guess I learned that they make it, they make steaks with like butter. Is that true? They cover it with butter? Does that make sense?
Probably at the end, they're probably putting some type of a butter finish on it, which certainly you can do as well. So you can just get a nice, I prefer like Amish salted butter. You can cut a handle off of that, and then as it's coming off the grill, just lay that butter down on top of it. Now, there is a steak restaurant in Las Vegas. That sous vide thing that I was talking about, instead of water, they use clarified butter, and they just toss the steaks in there to bring them up to temperature. I don't think he's doing that, but I mean, a little butter on anything really never hurt.
That's true. That's true. All right, I'm going to try that. If it's allowed, I'm going to do that. Greg, that's
it's
awesome.
Always allowed.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, man, I'm going to. We'll also make arrangements for me to call into your show. And in the next week or two, or maybe even tomorrow, we'll see, depending on your schedule. But I promise to call in, and we'll continue our conversation. We'll have fun. So,
all right, sounds good.
But I'm so happy you called, Greg, and feel free to always call. We'll have lighter conversations, not when Luke Perry just died. And also, we won't talk so much about barbecues, so Danny will be in here. But she kind of left the room for a while with the Luke Perry thing, but that's okay.
I just can't believe
She's still here physically.
I'm devastated.
But all right, so give us 3 minutes to talk about that, Greg. Thank you again, bud, for calling in. Love you to death, and much success to you. Greg Rempe, Barbecue Central. The website is thebarbecuecentral.com, right?
TheBBQCentralShow.com.
Okay. BBQCentral.com. That's all it is. All right, folks. Greg, thank you again. All the best. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, all Danny.
Right. Bye.
Bye. All right, Danny. So what's up? What do you want to talk about? About the Luke Perry thing, right?
It's funny because I tweeted last week.
Right.
It's like everyone was tweeting about the Kim Kardashian, the Khloe Thompson, Tristan Thompson, and Jordan Woods scandal. And I was like, here everyone is obsessed with this family.
Uh-huh.
And like some bullshit that has literally nothing to do with our lives. Well, we grew up watching 90210 and he's in a stroke fighting for his life.
Right.
And I haven't seen not one single post about it. And now he's dead.
Wow.
It's so crazy because 90210 just got picked up for the reboot too.
Yeah. That's true, right?
Yeah.
Now they're going to find somebody else to fill that role.
They're probably going to act like he passed away. You can't find anyone else to play Luke Perry except for him. Mm-hmm. Period. That'd be disrespectful.
Right.
People wouldn't even watch.
No, they'd kill him off in the series, but maybe somebody else would come in and like his brother is whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but no one else can play his character for sure.
No, not his character. I don't think so. But wow, this has become like breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, he's pretty handsome too.
Yeah, I loved him on Riverdale.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to cut him out of the show.
So Riverdale is new. It's like running right now.
It's like on the third season.
Oh, really?
But he's been the dad since season one of Archie, the main character.
Wow.
Yeah, and his dad is like his rock in the show. So I don't know how they're going to continue without him on it.
A massive stroke at 52. All right, folks, we're totally out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Danny, have a great day.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.